Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
63901.
63901. Thank you. Give me one moment. First and last name, please, ma'am.
Wells.
Okay, thank you. And what is the first name, please?
Tanya.
Tanya, okay. The account, okay. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
928 North Riverview Drive, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, 63901.
Thank you for that.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for that. I see your note was done on January 31st for $9.97 for the Space Heart. Do you recall that order?
I do, the $9.97. What I do not recall is this $54.97 charge. That's the same. It's the same transaction that I get charged $54.97 so many days later, and I'm pretty perturbed about it.
Well, when you placed it back on January 31st, you're
in trouble. It was pay shipping only, and you're not going to tell me that the little bitty tiny thing cost $60 to ship. The shipping was $9.97, which is what I agreed to pay. However, I did not agree to this $54.97. I want my money back. And if you got to take this little thing that you sent me back, I don't care. But I will never do business with you guys again. That was shady and underhanded. I agreed for the $9.97. I never signed up for this $54.97. And nowhere in this little thing that I did, and I won't never do that again either, was there any – did it tell me that I was going to get kind of charged this much? I have no idea why you guys charged me $9.97 one day and then turned around and on Friday I get a notification that you've sent me another. You've charged me $54.97, and I disputed it right then with my card, which I'm changing my card too. So I'm just cleaning it out. I want this charge taken off, please. There's nothing that I purchased for that. And if this little heater, this little rinky-dink heater that you plug into the wall is more than $9.97, I don't want it, and I'll send it back. And you can just give me a complete refund.
When you place order on January 31st, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. Your trial starts, yes, on January 31st. And
I did not understand what you said, and I didn't do it on January 31st. I did it on February 1st at 9:47.
Am I show like that on your statement? But the initial order was done on January 31st for $9.97. When you place the order, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. Your trial starts on January 31st.
Cancel what?
You're not allowing me to finish speaking, ma'am, so I can assist you.
You're not going to assist me because you're going to say that it's a valid charge, and it most definitely is not. I've got the email that I filled out a survey, and it said pick any one of the following and only pay shipping. It didn't say anything about some trial. I've got the email right here that I filled out, and it's got all these customers oh so happy with this. No. And it said this offer is available today only. It didn't say anything about carrying this bullshit over to a trial. What am I trying? I just need to know what I'm trying.
Your trial is to prevent the charge not to go through, for the item to stay free. If you don't call in your trial, then you get billed for the item. You have 48 hours to call in and cancel.
What is my trial? I paid $99.97 shipping to receive a product, and I...
And because you did not call... I'm more than capable of assisting you with your account, ma'am.
Obviously, you're not, because I can't have that understand you, and you're not listening to me, because I did not sign up for no.
I am listening to you, ma'am.
You are not listening to me.
You're not allowing me to finish speaking, ma'am. That's why you call us, for us for us to assist you, but you're not allowing me to finish speaking at all.
Okay, all right. Go ahead then. By all means, continue. Let me take... Go ahead. By all means.
Your trial is for the charge not to go through for the item. The item is not $9.97. That's what you're paying shipping and handling. After your trial, and then you get billed for the item if you don't call in that trial. The trial is to prevent the charge not to go through.
Trial is to try something out. What did I try out?
The trial is to prevent that for the charge not to go through for the retail price.
Oh my god! Oh, so I've got to try. Oh my god! I'm gonna send this thing back, and I want my money back. I do not want no problem with what you got going on, and I'm reporting it to the Better Business Bureau.
This is underhanded bullshit.
Now you're gonna. I'm telling you. Let me speak to a manager.
I'm more than capable of assisting you with your account, ma'am.
No, you're not telling me what I tried. What was my trial? Was it a trial?
I am advising you to prevent the charge not to go through.
Oh, a trial for my charge not to go through? I called and told you guys I didn't want this bullshit.
When did you call in?
Friday night.
I don't have records of that. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you don't.
You have stated in our recorded call that you have already filed a dispute towards the charge. Am I correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay. When you file a dispute with your bank will get in contact with corporate. Corporate on their side have to turn over your IP address, tracking number that lead back to the address name on the account. If your bank sees that the terms and policies are stated.
So obviously you're not going to help me with this, are you?
You have already took it up with your bank, ma'am. What I'm advising you, you have already advised me.
You're fucking full of shit, bitch.